The proposals include traffic circles for some intersections, and some with bumpers that will create barriers to slow traffic for pedestrians and bikes, as well as additional street markings and signage. City Council President Charles Samuels represents the 2nd District, which contains portions of Floyd Avenue.
Richmond has one of the highest percentages of commuters who commute by bicycle in the nation. We wanted to make sure there was a place for folks who wanted to ride their bikes to do so in a safe environment. It seemed like a road that wasn't incredibly heavily trafficked with automobiles already and had a good long stretch that would get folks off major thoroughfares if they wanted to bicycle to give them an opportunity to get somewhere safe while still not impeding them with multiple stop signs and that kind of thing.
Floyd would also be repaved as part of the project. The speed limit would remain 25 miles per hour. Carter Snipes is a Floyd Avenue resident and realtor.
Floyd Avenue is already a designated bike avenue with markings down the street. I think that there is a lot of needed infrastructure on the avenue anyway. And I think having an avenue which has a marquee feature or amenity like a bike boulevard can only be a net plus for the neighborhood and for property values.
Some residents have raised concerns with loss of parking, but Snipes says that loss would be negligible.
I mean, you will see some loss of parking at the corners, but they are not taking away one side of parking. You will still have both sides of parking on both sides of the street.
The $500,000 project would be 90% funded with grants from the state and federal government. $40,000 would come from the city. The project could be completed as early as next fall, but Samuels says the city is still seeking community input.
I don't want to do this to the people on Floyd Avenue. I'd like the people on Floyd Avenue to ask for this to be done.
In addition to Floyd Avenue, Brooklyn Parkway and Hermitage Road are also being considered for similar projects. Craig Carper, WZVE News.